And we're back. And just as a reminder, this is WGXC Accra, and this is the Wednesday morning version of the morning show, which goes Monday through Friday. And today we have a guest. Carl, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Hi, I'm Carl Heck, Community Development Specialist for Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning. I run a lot of the county's Main Street and community and economic development programs to support small businesses and help create jobs and bring economic growth to our communities.
Great. And that's a lot of stuff. I mean, that's really economic development and tourism, they go together. But talk about the economic development part of what you're doing right now, and then we'll go to tourism and some of the other things that you're doing.
We do a lot of small business development. We have what we call our microenterprise assistance program that helps.
Microenterprise.
Yes. Businesses, there's a federal definition. It's for businesses that have five or fewer employees, one of which is the principal. So your typical mom and pop small business, whether it's on a main street or somewhere else. We do training classes. We have one coming up next week, June 8th and 9th at the Greene County IDA, which people can sign up for. It's a free thing. If you live or work in the county or plan to do the business, to start a business in Greene County, you'd be able to participate in that.
And where can they sign up?
They can email me at kheck@discovergreene.com.
Okay.
Or they can call our office, 518-719-3290.
Okay. That's kheck@discovergreene.com.
Right.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about how this microenterprise works.
People, like I said, we have a training component, we have a loan component, and occasionally we get grants from the state that we can provide to businesses. Those are time limited based on the annual competition, which is called the Consolidated Funding Application. The 2017 competition is ongoing right now, and you may have had other guests talking about that at some point. So those applications are due on July 28th, and one component of those that the county can apply for is microenterprise assistance. Private businesses are also eligible to apply for certain sections of that competition. It's the big state economic development thing. So we do have regular loans for job creating projects. So if you're creating at least one full-time equivalent job, you could be eligible for a low interest loan with the county. Micros go up to $25,000, and then we have what's called the Quantum Fund, which does larger loans based on the amount of job creation, capital, and that kind of thing.
Okay. Do you have an example that you could give to us about how that, you know, that it's how it's worked in one instance?
Yeah, we worked with several. We worked with a lot of Main Street businesses in Catskill and some of the other communities, all the way on up to we were involved in the Ferguson Enterprises expansion, where they built this warehouse for Ferguson's the largest heating, plumbing, and HVAC supplier in the United States. So they
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's over a $12 billion business worldwide. They're actually owned by a company in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And they built a 475,000 square foot warehouse in Coxsackie. So, which is employing over 100 people, has been a major success. And we were a part of that through the community development program to assist them, recruiting them. And they came here against a number of other sites for what is their New York and New England distribution location. We've worked with 394 Main, you know, and we've worked with several other, like, just small businesses in Catskill. Reeve Ghost Bistro was in the last program in Athens, which was a startup in a building that needed some work and has now been renovated and turned into a gathering place. Speaking of Athens, we also worked originally with Crossroads Brewing, which is now kind of the anchor of that community from a retail side. But that, when we were involved with them, it was the building needed a lot of work and it was basically vacant. You know, so they've come a long way, and Crossroads is now, we're not directly involved in the project, but Crossroads is now building a large brewing plant in Catskill at the former Daily Mail press site that should be open in a couple months.
Okay, great. That's really interesting. What else about the economic development of Greene County? I mean, what should our listeners know about what's going on in Greene County?
We're certainly seeing an influx of people as on the other side of the river as well. you know, people from, you know, the joke is everybody that lives here came from Brooklyn, which isn't quite true, but we are seeing an influx of people coming up the river. We've been working, we worked with White Mule Framing that just opened on Main Street. They came from Manhattan and then have expanded their business here because it was so much cheaper and easier to do so, and they were able to maintain a lot of their client base. So we're definitely seeing that. You know, you also see local entrepreneurs. The after the Great Recession, there obviously was a slowdown in economic activity everywhere. So, I mean, that affected the things we were doing. But in the last year or two, we've really seen a pickup in business. Green County's been active. We have what we call our Buying Green program. There's a Facebook page that has over 7,000 likes.
Wow.
We do digital advertising both upstate and in New York City to work with people and try to attract people. And there's a consumer side to that, too. So we're pitching around the Mid-Hudson Valley to try to get more people to come to Greene County for the weekend, that kind of thing. And that obviously dovetails with the tourism effort at Great Northern Catskills. So, yeah, Terry Weiss in our office is the coordinator of Buying Green, and we've definitely seen results from that.
Great. How is tourism in Greene County coming along? I mean, it's got great things. I'm hosting some people for Christmas, and one of the things that was important to them is Wyndham. They're close enough to Wyndham to go skiing.
Yeah, it was a good ski season. You know, it's like there was snow the last couple of years. Snow was really sketchy, so it's like there was enough snow at the right times to have a really good season. And we did notice a pickup in business. You know, because of that, because the previous two seasons were really hard on the snow side. So that's good. We continue to see a lot of summer activity. The June festival season's very busy. The Irish festival last weekend, that Taste of Country and Mountain Jam in that order this year, because Mountain Jam is not this weekend. It's two weekends from now.
And then this weekend is what?
There's not a big festival this weekend. This was traditionally when Mountain Jam was.
Okay.
So they reversed the order because sometimes the weather has been a bit sketchy for Mountain Jam weekend.
Yes.
So the idea was that they would, it might be a little better that after Taste of Country than before. So it hasn't been all that nice this week, so maybe that'll work out. But that is a change in the schedule. But that is a major, and that once graduation weekend comes, you start seeing the real summer. The water park opens, Zoom from Water Park, and then the summer attractions really get going. And business has been strong. You know, it's like we have, our office has been very active in the arts, culture, history side, the Thomas Cole House and Alana. We're involved with what they call the Skywalk Project that people can see happening because they're adding bump outs and making the pedestrian access better on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. You know, it's a multi-phase project where the dream is to get from Thomas Cole to Alana and into Catskill with a safe and effective walking trail.
You know, one of the things when I met you a couple of weeks ago at whatever event we met at, one of the things that I was amazed at was that you had mentioned that arts have become a real force in Greene County.
Yeah, the creative economy is the formal term, I guess, for that. But Greene County's always been in the art world. You know, Thomas Cole was here 200 years ago. You know, the Hudson River School and all that. So it's kind of back to the future kind of economic development. But the we are seeing a lot of artists come in. We have accessibility to New York City and Boston. You know, the Lumberyard Project we've been involved in is a big one that took a former lumberyard, done building supply, is turning it into a performing art space where companies will come and I try to call it a production house. It's they're not a company per se. What they do is that companies will come there,
a dance incubator.
Yeah, they prepare their show. They'll be doing performances in Catskill at the stage that they're
and they'll
have.
Be living there while they're doing it.
Yeah, there'll be dormitory space for them. And then they take their show to Lincoln Center or Jacob's Pillow or other places like that, the Kennedy Center in Washington. You know, those are the kind of venues. That's the level of performance you'll be seeing in Catskill.
Is great. I've been over to a couple of their events, and it's really remarkable what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I think we really have a strength is turning old buildings into new ideas and helping people doing that, turning an opera house into the Crossroads Brewing was a good, you know, was a good example of that. We work with Snap Fitness to turn a church into a fitness center. So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of creativity out there, and we do encourage that. But there, we are seeing the arts, culture, and history sides, like people that produce up here and then sell their works in other places, and it's becoming a hub of its own. Once you get enough critical mass, like you see here in Hudson, you know, that people will come for that, and it's an attraction in and of itself.
Right. I'm very impressed with what the people have done at Bridge Street Theater with taking that and making it into a really viable performance space.
Yeah, that's another great reconstruction project. It was a beer distributorship at one time. They also made the vinyl sheets for freezers. It was a factory like that, and now it's a theater.
And they do really lovely work there.
Yeah, they do a lot. I mean, John Sowell and Steven Patterson are just great people. And Steven was in the Lexington Theater some, like, 40 years ago. So it's like they returned to the area. Mm-hmm. They'd been in L.A. and New York and all these other places. So, I mean, they bring a lot of experience that from the big city. And we see that a lot, you know, that's the kind of level of production. It's one thing about being here is I think, in general, the level of arts and culture is a little higher than you might think, because it's, you're always competing against New York City. It's not that hard to go down to Broadway and mm-hmm. see a show, but at the same time, those people are willing to come up here and do performances. If you get a higher caliber of performers than you might in a lot of other places our size.
Oh, absolutely. Most of the WGXC, I mentioned in the first hour, is going to be doing a monthly radio drama live from the Red Dot. Mm-hmm. And most of the actors in the first production are equity actors who have worked in road companies and down in the city and all over. So it really is amazing the amount of talent that's up here.
Yeah, Bridge Street uses a few equity. Equity is the union for actors. Mm-hmm. So it's like those people are the, you know, kind of cream of the crop. So it's like they're all professional people in the union. So it's like there's a Bridge Street, because of the size of theater and it's intentional, they're allowed to use a mix of equity and non-equity people, though some of their non-equity people have tons of experience. You know, Flo Hale, who I serve with on the Catskill Mountain Housing Development Corporation Board, is very active in that theater and worked in the industry for 50 years, though she's mm-hmm. not an equity person now. You know, it's like there's others in our community that, you know, have that level of experience, too.
It is. It's really an amazing community around here. Carl, what else should we be talking about? What else would you want people in our audience to know about what you're doing?
We continue to work on Main Street revitalization. Main streets are an important part of our development, certainly.
And not just Main Street and Catskill.
Not just Main Street and Catskill, though Catskill's coming along quite nicely at
this
point.
Yes, it is.
And it's the job's never done, so to speak, when you get there. I mean, there's other communities that are not in the shape Catskill's in. You know, we're trying to work with them as well. So it's mm-hmm. like it. But the trends do seem to be our friend in that area. There's much more interest with the younger population in having Main Street businesses and that kind of thing. So it's some of that cycling back where you're just, you know, when I was a kid, everybody went to the mall, and now the mall seem to be struggling a little bit. And some of the
big
the Macy's and Sears of the world are not doing as people are looking for a different experience. And some of the Main Street businesses do an excellent job of providing that level of experience and service. So we continue to work there. You know, there's always opportunities. Our office recently completed an infrastructure study, so we're trying also on the same side to get more land ready for, you know, larger scale development, so that when something comes along that we can be competitive for those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're still out there, but it's like we try to work as, it's not a huge county, but we try to work in as many levels of economic development as possible, because you never know what's going to hit. I mean, we worked with Field Goods, for instance, when they were one person and Donna Williams in her station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they deliver food. They connect organic farmers with consumers by selling foods on a weekly subscription basis. So they've gone from one person to about 30 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were a microenterprise that, one of the goals of the microenterprise program is not only to start them, but to hope that they don't stay in the microenterprise program forever. So it's like, you know, you do have you know, businesses grow at different levels. It's an industry where there is failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the successes that you have, we've worked with big top tent rentals, Intelligent Technology Solutions. Those are companies that have grown well beyond the micro enterprise, but that's where they started. Mm-hmm. Every business starts somewhere.
Yeah. You know, and it's, and I think a couple of things. One of the things that you mentioned I think is really interesting is the fact that younger people are enjoying the experience of Main Street in a way that we haven't seen for generations. A couple of generations, at least, and I. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's new experiences. You know, it's like I said, when I was young, my mother and I went to the opening day of the first mall in Syracuse where I grew up. That was new, exciting. Main Street was not new and exciting. It got less safe,
mm-hmm.
And. Maybe I'm just getting old, but I've lived long enough now to have it kind of full circle. A couple years ago, the New York State has a Main Street Conference every year in a location. So a couple years ago, it was back in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that tour, I was in several of the buildings that were stores when I was a kid
mm-hmm.
that are now becoming stores and apartment complexes and that kind of thing. So it was really interesting. It was really good for the other people too, because it's like you have your memories. It's like I got a pie here when I was a kid
yeah.
in this store, and you're back there. And in Syracuse, for instance, which is hardly not people's idea of an artistic town, downtown Syracuse is the fastest growing census tract in the metropolitan area.
Wow.
Not some suburb. That's a sea change from mm-hmm. what. And I think a lot of it's the experiences. It's like the mall, and if you just want commodity goods, you can buy them from Amazon, right? Or you can buy them at Walmart. You know, it's like there's nothing special about that. I think people are really looking for the experience in a way that they were. I know when my father worked at Carrier, he grew up in a factory, made air conditioners for 40 years. It's like the last place on earth that generation would have thought to go is somewhere where there's a factory where they make stuff.
Yeah.
That was work. But now it's like people don't have that experience, so they look for retail things like maker shops, a lot of the creative people mm-hmm. that make stuff right on the spot. That's mm-hmm. that's an attraction. People aren't connected to that now.
Yeah. I just want to remind our listeners that we are WGXC. You can listen to us at 90.7 or WGXC.org, and we're speaking with Carl Heck from
Green County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning.
And I'm Matthew Tombers, and I am your host for this part of your Wednesday, the morning show. I'm your Wednesday morning host. Now, we may have to take a break because I hear through my earphones that another train is going on, which is one of the great charms of our lives, is that we have to make adjustments in our interviews when the trains come by. And the train has come and gone, as has Coltrane and Duke Ellington's My One and Only Love. And we're back with Carl Heck from Green County Economic Development. We've talked about the creative economy. This is WGXC. I'm Matthew Tombers, the host of the morning show on Wednesdays. And Carl, what else do we want to talk about here? Because I know we should go back and just reiterate about the micro enterprise opportunities in Green County.
Yes, we have loans. We have, like I said, we do apply for state money every year. We're still working on our 2016 grant. So, I mean, there's still are grants and loans available and grant loan combination for that based on until we run out. So it's like our goal is always to run out and apply for more. We will likely be applying again in 2017. We have our own locally sourced revolving loan fund that does mm-hmm. microenterprise loans and, like I said, what we call quantum fund loans, the larger projects based on job creation. It's like, so if people have an interest, they should contact our office at 518-719-3290 or me personally at kheck@discovergreen.com. You know, the ways to access those programs. We work on a monthly cycle for the loans and grant program. There's approval process that we go through,
and that's really important to know, and actually it reminds me to tell a couple of people I know who are building businesses to think about that as an opportunity for them, because I don't think that they've thought about that.
Yeah, if it's, I mean, it's, you always have to be in the marketplace in order to, because you never know when people are going to start a business. It's like, so that's part of what we do, is you have to continuously get out there and keep advertising. It's like the rule of thumb in general, advertising, it takes, what, like 15 times to hear a message before it sinks in or something like that. But it's,
something like that, yes. I don't remember from my college days in my communications class, but something like that.
But people come to, a lot of the entrepreneurs we work with come to us at a life change point of some point. They lose their job. They decide to move up here from New York City because they have a connection. They semi-retire is not the right word, but they decide to do something else. You know, it's like we work with people who have broad experience in different things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of a friend of mine who's actually been a guest on my show, was the creative director for Ralph Lauren Kids, and has just gone through a life change, and they're now settled up here permanently.
Yeah, we see that a lot. I mean, the county recently completed a second home study, which is also on our website, to find out some of the taste and habits of second home. There's over 8,000 second homeowners in Greene County. There's about 6,000 and change in Columbia County. So, I mean, it's a huge market for us in the sense that your typical second homeowner has anywhere from a $200,000 to $1 million investment in the county. I mean, that's a major source of capital in and of itself. But bringing some of that talent into the community, and a lot of second homeowners just come up here for vacation, but a lot of them are involved in the community too, both directly through the government and things like, you mentioned Bridge Street Theater, some of the other community groups, especially on the mountaintop. You do find weekenders that are a big part of those organizations.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking of a couple in Catskill, and it's their house in Catskill is their second home, but they're very involved in the lumberyard.
Yeah, and some of them end up moving up here at one time or other. The kids get out of school, you know, whatever your launching point is. And those, a lot of those people have energy and income, and to try to get them to start a business here, which is a good thing, and employ local people. And we do see things like that. We worked with a company, the guy who had a second homeowner, and he brought his window blind business up here last year and has it in Durham, has about 15 people, does high-end window treatments, but due to a direct connection with second homeowner and, you know, somebody that works for the county, we were able to bring that business here.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. What else is important for people to know? I mean, and you have a great vantage because you've been coming up here since you were a kid, as I remember, and have been living here for a long time now, too.
I've been with the county for 14 years. I grew up in Syracuse. I worked in Ithaca for quite a while before that. So it's like, do have a variety of experience. One thing I will mention on the creative economy side is that there's a group called the Upstate Alliance for the Creative Economy that works on events to connect freelancers and other creative types, because part of, and we find it with our micro enterprises as well, it's important to be connected, because if you end up working by yourself, it can be discouraging. It's like the some people work great out of their home office with nobody, but a lot of people need some sort of social interaction. It's easy to get involved in your business to the point where you're totally disconnected from the world. Mm-hmm. So it's the and they are doing an event at the Basilica Hudson on Wednesday. On Wednesday the 7th.
Okay.
That you can sign up with at their site, which I think is upstateace.org. It's a free event, and they do them regularly. They were at Hilo Cafe in Catskill a few months ago, mm-hmm. and there was about 100 people there. They have been to the Basilica in the past and had big events. There's a presentation, but a lot of the idea is to connect, you know, new businesses and freelancers to skills that they need. At Hilo, they did a tech
seminar. So a week from today.
Yeah, a week from today. So if you go on their website, you can sign up. The Basilica is a big place, so I'm sure they can fit everybody in. But
yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
At Hilo, I think they had to cut their reservations off. You know, it's a smaller venue, but they do it in connection with the Freelancers Union.
Oh, yeah.
And the, like I said, they get around, it's the 8 county capital region economic development they work in. So, you know, the last couple months they've done events in Glens Falls and up in Washington County, so they do try to get around to all the places, and not just be an Albany-based thing. So it's like I said, they they were down at the Pacific a couple years ago, and they're going to be back next week. So if people have an interest in that, that's
can people just walk up to the door?
Probably. You know, it's like you can, like I said, I probably won't sell out, but it's an event if you have any interest in it. It's not open. It's open to the public, so to speak. So it's like, but that's obviously the gearing is to connect creative business types and, you know, give them business opportunities, because that's always a challenge. You know, when you're out there as an individual, you want to be with other individuals and, you know, connect, create connections and channels for your marketing.
Great. That's really good to know. I'm going to pass that on to a couple of people. If they're not listening, I'm going to tell them to go to that. That sounds like a good thing. I might even go myself. Anything else, Carl, that we should be talking about?
Basically, the one thing I want to stress, you know, we provide a lot of entrepreneur education, which we think is really important. And it's like not only for new people, but we find a lot of our existing business people get a lot out of it too. We do have our class next Thursday and Friday, June 8th and 9th, up at the IDA, and you do need to register for that ahead of time. So if you can either call our office at 518-719-3290 or email me at khack@discovergreen.com. I'd also encourage people to look at our Buy in Green, Invest in Green website, buyingreen.com. We are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and we do posts on businesses and things going on in the county on a regular basis, 3 to 4 times a week. And those are boosted posts. If you have a business in Greene County, it should definitely be connected to that website. We have a registry of over 1,500 businesses on there.
And that website again is?
Buyingreen.com.
Buyingreen.com? Great. Carl, anything else before we say goodbye for today? Because I'd like to have you come back on in a couple of months and catch us up with more with what's going on, because we'll be in the heart of the tourist season then.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, we're having skiing, you're never quite out of the heart of the tourist season. Yeah, it's like one, you know, we have a winter season, April and May.
That's
it
true.
Be a little tough, you know, it's like, but we do have 4-season recreation that both the ski areas and a lot of places, but Wyndham put a mountain bike park in 2 years ago. Hunter does all the festivals. It's like the ski areas are doing as much as possible to become 4-season recreation things, because like, as people have learned, you can't count on just the snow every year.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, and we have a beautiful area on both sides of the river in the summertime. So it's like a lot of people come up to enjoy the hiking, biking, and the summer activities as well. So it's like certainly in the ski areas, the mountains are absolutely beautiful places.
Yeah, and Greene County is certainly becoming a very happening place for a lot of people. Carl, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it so much. And we'll have you back in a couple of months to talk more about what's going on. Remember about those micro-enterprise opportunities. It's khack@discovergreen.com.